Oh, radio in general. GMRS, I've got my GMRS license. I've got it about 2 years ago, I think. I don't use it, but I did get it, and I talked to my wife about it, and I said, you know, this is something that we could all use. She showed no interest in it. My daughter didn't really show too much of an interest in it. And I don't have any GMRS radios at the house. Thinking about it, maybe I will put one up in the corner of the house or something somewhere. Maybe down in the shack. I don't know where. I might put one somewhere and get a designated antenna for it just to have, like you said, just to talk locally with the family is a really good thing. I remember when I first got my license my first radio was a Baofeng HD, which is what my son has with him right now. He's got a little Baofeng. And then I finally bought a 2 meter Yaesu radio, which actually I'm still using. It's a great radio. I had that in the house, and I was driving around town with the Baofeng, and I had my wife on the phone, and I'm like, where can you hear me? Can you hear me here? Can you hear me here? Can you hear me here? It's just like a kid's a candy story, you know. I just wanted to know what I could hit, where I could hit the house from. And then when my son got his license, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. But he barely talks on the radio anymore. He uses the FRS frequency only when he's doing the airsoft stuff, which is what he's doing now. They've got their frequency programmed in for all that stuff on those Baofengs. That's pretty much his whole thing with it. But you know, someday I keep telling myself, someday he'll appreciate the fact that I made him study and get his license. And, he's a really smart guy, and I told him, I said, it will put you in the room with like-minded individuals. If you get active on radio, you will find all the answers to all of your questions. Because he's, like I said, very smart and very inquisitive and loves to tinker, kind of like me, except he's smart like his mom, but likes to tinker like me. He's definitely a ham at heart. He just doesn't realize it yet.